gets married by me.
A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei, Rosh Hashanah 25A, pagination page 49. We're on the third line, and we're dealing with cases where Rabban Gamliel's court decided that the new moon had indeed been sighted. And they decided it's Rosh Chodesh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, but there was a dissenting opinion. And how do you go about dealing with a dissenting opinion, especially when the dissenting opinion appears to be correct? But the established leader is still doing his own thing, claiming that it is in fact Rosh Chodesh on the earlier day. So the Mishnah gives us such a case, which really goes fundamentally to the concept of trusting the sage of your generation. And how does that work? Bo Shnayim Va'omru, two people came and they said, Re'inuhu Bizmano, we saw it at its proper time. Uvelel Iburo Lo Nireh, and on the night of the extended month, it still could not be seen by everybody else. Now, what you would expect is that the new moon is visible to a few people who really were able to notice it. But as it gets bigger, by the next night already, the movement, the establishment, the majority of people should already be able to notice it if they're looking for it after you told them it's Rosh Chodesh already. It shouldn't be so hard. And in this case, a day after they claimed they saw it, it was not visible. And it wasn't just a cloudy night. I mean, they saw it. It wasn't visible. So the implication here is that it was actually still getting smaller in visibility when they claimed they saw it. And now, when you claim it's getting bigger, it still hasn't gotten big enough to be noticed. And if you think of it as a slope or a curve or however you want to graph it, they made a mistake in what they claimed they saw as far as we are concerned. It can't be they saw the new moon, and on the next day, it can't be visible.
It's impossible they saw the old moon.
Maybe they saw the old moon on the way out.
That's what you just said.
I don't know what they saw. Maybe they saw a UFO. I don't know what they saw. But they didn't see the new moon. The Kiblun Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Gamliel accepted them, and he was running with it, and he was saying that it's Rosh Chodesh, and he's calculating the months. Whatever, the holidays based on Mekudesh Mekudesh, that he accepted them. And he declared what day is going to be. In this case, we're going to see it is going to be a Shaila on Yom Kippur. On which day is Yom Kippur? What's wrong?
If Rabbi Gamliel accepted it, there wasn't time to go to the next day to notice it wasn't there.
No problem. Okay. However you understand this, but this is an uproar in the Jewish community. Omer Rabbi Dosa ben Arakina say they sheker him. Rabbi Dosa ben Arakina says they're liars. I'm not sure if they're intentional liars or they're unintentional liars, but they're not saying Eidos on something that they saw. It can't be. And he's graphic about it. Heyach mi'idim alo isha shayolda. How do you say testimony on a woman that she gave birth? Ulumacha karesa ben shineha, and tomorrow you see her stomach between her teeth. She's obviously still pregnant. Don't tell me she gave birth. And he's referring to this expression that the month could not have given birth. You can't say that the process occurred if you see clearly that it's still the old month. The new month has not appeared. Amala Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Ro'ani estivarecha, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you. What you're saying appears correct to me. Now, Rabbi Dosa ben Arakinas didn't get into trouble because he's not the ranking Talmud Chacham of the generation. But Rabbi Yeshua got himself into trouble Because by saying such a thing, I'm using the expression getting into trouble, I mean, whatever. But Rabbi Yeshua's statement makes a difference because Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he's the prince. And Rabbi Yeshua is the Av Bezdin, the head of the court. So even though Rabbi Gamliel as the Nasi had his court and he was paskening the Shaila, but in terms of ranking Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Yeshua was the Gadol Hador. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua, Gazrani Alecho, I decree upon you, Shetavo Etzli, that you have to come to me, b'maklecho, with your walking stick, uvema osecha, and with your money, b'yom ha-kippurim shechol yos b'cheshboneich, on the Yom Kippur of your calculation. The Yom Kippur that I hold is weekday, but according to your calculation, it's going to be Yom Kippur. You have to come and be Mechalol Yom Kippur in front of everybody. You have to show up in Bezdin in front of me, in front of everyone, acknowledging that your Yom Kippur is nothing. Halacha Metzor Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva finds him very depressed. Rabbi Yeshua is upset. Like, what is he going to do? I hold it's Yom Kippur, and he wants me to be Mechal Yom Kippur. I hold him. Gamliel is wrong. Amalo. So Rabbi Akiva told him, Yeshlu Lilmod, I can show you, Shekoma Shasa Rabbi Gamliel Asri. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel did, it's a done deal. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Eile Moadei Hashem Ekrei Kodesh, Hashetikur, oh, some, that you will declare them. That's the way holidays work. Whether it's the right time or the not the right time, it's up to Klal Yisrael to declare them. Einli moados elo elu. These are the holidays. Bolo etzu Rabbi Dosa ben Arakinas. So then he also went to Rabbi Dosa ben Arakinas, who started this thing, and originally said, "This is absurd. It's not Rosh Chodesh." Amar lo, and he told him, "Listen, the bottom line is we could dissent all we want." But Rabbi Gamliel's work is binding. Why? Because in Boim Anu Lodin Achabestino Shah Rabbi Gamliel, if you're going to start analyzing and reassessing Rabbi Gamliel's work, Tzirichim Anu Lodin Achabestino Bezdin Shamad Mimas Moshe V'Ad Achshav, we would have to go back to every single court that ever made a Kiddush HaChodesh 12 months a year, sometimes 13 months in a year, and we're going to have to reanalyze and say maybe they were wrong, and maybe our calendar is off, and all kinds of questions we could start making and wondering whether everybody did the right calculation and made Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot on the right day. It's an intriguing argument. You have to follow through how, but that's his argument. Shneamar, Vayal Moshe ve'Aaron Nadav ve'Aviv ve'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael, and we absolutely will not do that. Why not? Because when the Pasuk describes the 70 elders that are with Moshe, why aren't we told their names? So the Mishnah is very clear. Lalame, to teach you, any three that are accepted as a Bezdin in Klal Yisrael, it's binding like the Bezdin of Moshe. That's the way halacha works. There's a famous Sefer HaChinuch that says, even if they're wrong, Hashem tells you to follow them, because Hashem would rather that you follow on an occasion a wrong Bezdin than have everybody doing their own thing. So Hashem gave Torah to humans. He did. He gave Torah to humans. And humans are fallible, and sometimes they make mistakes. Hashem says, if it's the real Bezdin, if it's a legitimate Bezdin, they worked it through, it's binding, even if it's a mistake. It's a fascinating concept. Not al maklo ma'osa b'yodov olach liyavnitzerem gamliel b'yom shechol yom ekipirim lios b'cheshbono. So Rabbi Yeshua listened to the decree of Rabbi Gamliel, and he went on his Yom Kippur, violating his own Yom Kippur. Amad Rabbi Gamliel and Ashoko al Rosho. Rabbi Gamliel stood up and gave him a kiss on his head, the way a beloved Talmudic scholar exchanges greeting. Amad lo bo bishalom Rebbe v'talmidi, come in peace, my Rebbe and my student. Rebbe b'chochma, You're my Rebbe, you're greater than I am. Rabbi Gamliel acknowledges that Rabbi Yeshua was the Talmud Chacham of the generation. Rabbi Gamliel was a descendant of the Davidic dynasty, so he was in charge. But Rabbi Yeshua was acknowledged. But v'talmidei shekibalta es devarei. But you're my student that you accepted what I said. Why was Rabbi Gamliel so harsh? So the Mefarshim say, it comes up a few times in Shas, because Rabbi Gamliel was living in the time after the Churban, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he felt that if you let this go, we're in trouble. There has to be the one unifying force is going to be Torah. And his Bezdin was the unifying force. And therefore he was very forceful. We know there's a different Gemara where the sages of the generation felt he went too far. But that's where he's coming from. Rabbi Gamliel is coming from a strong, central Bezdin to keep Klal Yisrael together. By extension, this principle is enormously powerful. By extension, what we're saying, and the Gemara says it clearly on Amud Beis, is that Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro, whoever is appointed the Parnes Al Hatzibur, whoever is appointed in charge, Harei Ka'abir Sheba Abirim, he's as great as Moshe as far as we're concerned. He's the Zaken Sheba Yamecha, the elder that's in your generation. He gets the Siyata Deshmaya, and his rulings are binding. It's a very cute story I'd like to share by way of conclusion of a certain Rav in whatever town. Hanoch Teller wrote it up as a very lengthy story, but it's a simple, powerful story where there was a certain Talmud Chacham in the town who kept challenging the Rav. And eventually, the Rav realized this has to come to a showdown. So he made an announcement that there's going to be a showdown, and anybody can ask anything to the Rav on any part of Shas, and if the Rav can't answer it, then he's going to step down from the position. And included in the audience, of course, is this Talmud Chacham. And this Talmud Chacham was waiting to get his question in. And he asks his question. And the fact was, it was a stumper of a question. And the Rav said, you know, you got me. I guess that the deal is a deal. I'm going to have to step down. And at that moment, this Talmud Chacham finally realized that what he was doing goes against everything that we have in Gemara. He's appointed as Rav. What are you sitting here challenging him again and again? And he stood up and he said, you said that anybody who has a problem with a Gemara and you can't answer it, you would have to step down. But honestly, I have to tell you, I don't have a problem with the Gemara. There are lots of questions in the Gemara. Some of them we have answers, some of them we don't. There's Rashi, there's Tosfos, there's Rishonim. My problem was with your Rabbonus. So you don't have to step down. My problem on the deal was about the Gemara. And I don't have a problem with the Gemara. If you can't answer every single Gemara in there, that's not where the problem is. Anyway, that's the principle. Zaken Shabi Yamecha and Rabbi Gamliel's words were in fact binding. Yashar Koach, have a great evening.